I'm growing out of indoctrination. There's this spell, and we have to break it. Daniel Dennett. The fact that human beings are susceptible to indoctrination demands that young people are protected from false beliefs. Because just as soon as they are tricked into believing falsehoods, they will act them out and sometimes cut themselves off from their very own future. The word indoctrination is frequently associated with cults, which is to say religions. But it is actually about entering any type of a closed belief system. For example, teaching children that memorization is a mystical form of education, so that they should waste their time on memorizing things that they can easily look up, until there is no time left in school to actually pursue curiosities until they build up a powerful body of knowledge, is a false belief. Punishing your children for having bad grades in ineffective schools that manipulate them as not to stick out, or letting a sick teacher who's too tired of being disturbed pill your kid with stimulants until their mind sticks to useless components of ineffective education, is a dangerous part of the belief system that you can just send them out to college and they'll take it from there. They do not have enough guidance. All they will do is go to school to get a job to pay off the school, and they will still end up without any real kind of life-changing education. This is not our culture. This is not what we do. This is TV commercials and stupid movies. This is tolerance of mediocrity, acceptance of broken things. This is indoctrination, entering into a closed belief system that gets you nowhere, that gives you circles, that makes the world look mad. Opposite of indoctrination is real education. Real education begins with a curiosity, a single interesting dot that moves a person, that will stop them from going out and make them sit down and try to examine the subject. It can be setting up an account in an online marketplace to sell art generated by machines just to make a few dollars a month, just to see if it's possible. Or setting up a 3D printer to see what it looks like to print something out, and then getting sucked into 3D modeling and remeshing and jewelry creation and exploring the world of computer games. This dot, once poked, is a universe of related and connected curiosities that are absolutely invisible, until a person is pulled in, until they poke the dot. It seems trivial at first, and many people don't even notice it. But with this tiny idea of setting up an online store or walking into the world of 3D development, they are also pulled into software programming. They are also pulled into exploring the large world of computers. And also music composition, recording audiobooks, and going out on great adventures to make videos that help others follow. Every curiosity dot is a start of real education, and the same dot will take most people in different places as they develop unique curiosities along the way. Sticking a child into a classroom where everything is a brainless, meaningless grid, from teachers' grades to rows of seats and class arrangements and predefined class duration, is actually the worst thing you can do to them. Here, they get indoctrinated into pretending to learn. Real education is a self-directed process that is cross-connecting all of the person's curiosities. Schools, as we know them today, are not magical solutions that will somehow enable your child to walk the path most worthy of them. No, they're probably the worst kind of education. Even narrated books, which are our best tool, can't be arranged in any preset way. They have to be chosen and re-listened many times in a complex sequence that is based on a person's personal preference. Our culture, the human culture, exists as veins of literary gold that run through our first couple of thousand books, written by great beings and clear thinkers who are held in high regard by all the world's intellectuals, the people who prefer fact over opinion, who understand that evidence-based beliefs are the only way forward. The storytelling and story listening that takes place here expands understanding of the human condition, the culture of compassion, and the culture of wisdom. Every person will find a differently shaped golden vein running through their unique selection of books. To dare to fail to instill the culture of love of wisdom and poison the natural curiosities that lead to real education with something toxic and stressful and threatening like cookie-cutter ineffective education is to indoctrinate a human being into a system of false beliefs, is to threaten them into fake education. This will crush them in their middle age with a crisis where they are likely to blindly act out against their best self-interests and later leave them still searching for their gold vein well into their golden age. More than that, indoctrination is everywhere and at every scale. And once it grabs the mind of a person, it won't ever fully let go, not without extraordinary effort. There are entire nations who have been purposefully poisoned and stressed out by indoctrination, in part to create a population who will be indifferent of the use of nuclear weapons in conflicts. There are entire political systems, entry into which demands indoctrination under the threat of never making any connections or getting paid off with a cozy position at some giant company.
Listen here, kid. Forget everything you know, and above all, do as little as you can. But here is how it all really works.
It takes a strong moral principle, to borrow from Melville, to avoid false beliefs and find dignity in being an unbreakable castaway, at least at first. And that rise, that fearless defiance, should perhaps be the first and foremost, even before children reach out for their first narrated life-changing book that, with the power of storytelling, mainlines their first inheritance of wisdom. All the way out in the beginning, they have to become mindful of authenticity. That the road to building content of character demands that every step is authentic and honest. To hope to undo indoctrination takes a lifetime of work and must be left up to professionals. Rewiring a person's brain requires professional competence and experience. To prevent indoctrination takes almost no effort at all. And it may be that this isn't even a question of effort, but rather just pleasure. The pleasure of pursuits of one's own curiosities. The dots that eventually form to create a web of knowledge, a foundation for fine synthesis of wisdom. There are traps along the way. Treating depression with doom-scrolling or playing games to numb out life, where games should really serve as an invitation to programming, to creativity, and it is never too late to start learning to code. Or getting stuck deep in debt with half-finished, ineffective education and not knowing what to do by simply being cut off from wisdom. The pitfalls exist because human beings have two unique properties. We don't yet live forever, and we are social creatures. This does not mean going out to a random coffee shop and talking to brainless strangers, or worse, a bar. It may surprise you, but this means self-education, so that you become a beacon to the people who are worthy of you. I am happy and sad to say that your first real lifelong friendships will be forged with the spirits of philosophers that so hoped you would read them someday. The thinkers from your narrated books are not just going to give you wisdom, they are going to pull you up into their hard-won culture. Let a closed, limited system of thought, be it crafted, evolved, or emerged, which turns you into a cog of some meaningless machine, often of the night, or darkness, or grey Mondays. But rather, the culture of knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. Of restraint, of dignity, nobility, unbreakability, fortitude, courage, honor, love, and insight, and foresight, and understanding, and authenticity, and heroism, and true human beauty.